Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is August 11th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today we have five episodes for you, so make sure you did download all five episodes. All five episodes came from November of 1944. So I do want everybody to make sure that their feeds that they've downloaded them. If you're hearing this and you don't see more than, you know, the one that you downloaded, do go in and make sure you downloaded all five episodes. And today's third one's going to be from November 16th, 1944, and the title is Florabelle's Adventure. Let's get into it.
The Challenge of the Yukon.
Unking! Unhuman, you!
The Wonder Dog King, swiftest and strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes a trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the new Northwest country, where the greed for wealth and power led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, Sergeant Preston and his Wonder Dog King met that challenge, and justice ruled triumphant. In Bakersville, a small settlement crowded with miners and trappers, the lucky and the unlucky men gathered in a group at the side of the main street.
Sure. Just look at the paper here. Look at it. Says here it's the greatest show ever to come to the North Country.
I can't believe it.
Seeing's believing. You'll have a chance to see it. Next week it's coming. Florabelle the Dancing Bear.
A bear? Dancing the music? Well,
yep, it says here that's what it does. Art McCaffrey, the bear's owner, plays a hand organ. This reporter actually saw the bear dance. McCaffrey's touring the Yukon with this unusual bear.
In Fort Dunning, a week later, two clerks stood behind the wire windows of the town's bank.
You almost finished with those entries, Walt?
Almost.
Yeah, well, I'm through.
I've got enough here to keep me busy for another hour.
Oh. Well, if you're going to be here anyway, then maybe you wouldn't mind if I go over and see that dancing bear everybody's been talking about.
Oh, I don't mind. Go ahead. I'd kind of like to see it myself, but then somebody's got to stay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe you can see it some other time. I'm going to put my Mackinaw on and hurry over there. I don't want to miss any of the show. This is mighty nice of you, Walt. I appreciate it.
Oh, forget it.
I'll be back soon as the show's over. So long.
Oh, see it some other time. He knows as well as I do they're just doing one show. Oh, well. Let's see now. Where was I? Well, I thought everybody in town would be overseeing that show. But it looks like I guessed wrong. What can I do for you gentlemen?
No, you guessed right, bud. Everybody in town is overseeing the show. Everybody except us.
So it seems. You're strangers here, aren't you? You want to open an account?
Come on, Harry. Quit wasting time with the yokel.
All we want is open that safe, mister. And you're going to do it for us.
Gun.
That's right. I get over there and start turning the combination.
But look here,
I ain't loaded with cotton, bud, so move before I lose my patience.
But you can't do this. It's against the law.
You're doing it, so shut up and stop arguing. Take what's cash in that drawer, Moss.
Yeah, sure.
Now, keep our friend here covered just to make sure he don't change his mind.
You'll never get away with this. We have a law and order court in this commission.
We'll worry about a law and order commission. You got the cash in the drawer cleaned out, Moss?
Yeah, everything's all right.
There. I got the safe open.
Yeah,
good. I helped Speedy there unload the safe.
If we had any sense, we'd have locked the place up. Close the door.
Quit still and hand me that money.
You won't be out of town 20 minutes before somebody's on your trail.
This ain't a bad haul, Harry. Yeah, that's the last.
Yeah? Take what you can out the sled, Moss. I'll bring the rest in a minute.
Right.
that what you came for? There's not a nugget left in the place. Now, you're going to tie me up so I can't sound an alarm.
No, I'm not going to tie you up. I got a better idea.
You wouldn't dare. No. You already committed a robbery.
Dead men don't tell no tales or give descriptions either. Now, thanks for the help, pen pusher. Bad we gotta pay you off and let.
No. No, wait, I...
In Inspector Maynard's office at the headquarters of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston stood before his superior officer's desk.
These men have got to be stopped, Sergeant. Reports are pouring in from all over the territory. Systematic robbery, that's what it is.
Hmm. Robbery and murder, too, hmm?
Yes. It seems that the criminals think it's best to cover their trail by leaving no witnesses. Bank clerks in two towns have been murdered. The other town, the bank had been broken into at night.
I'll start to work on it immediately, sir.
Good. You probably don't know too much about it, Sergeant, having just finished that case up in the hill country. But I'll turn these records over to you, and I don't know where you'll begin or how. So good luck.
Thank you, sir. As Sergeant Preston began his investigation of the robberies, he stopped first in Bakersville.
Now, there was no one in the bank at the time of the robbery except the clerk who was killed. Is that right?
That's right, Sergeant. You see, we'd all gone down to see Floribel. That's Art McCaffrey's dancing bear. Bank being at the other end of town, wasn't anybody knew about it for a good hour after it was all over.
And at Point Morrison, where the Mountie was still following the route of the robber murders...
Well, Sergeant, we was all mighty curious to see this here Floribel we'd heard so much about. It seemed like everybody in town was gathered to see McCaffrey's show. He held it at night.
It was a week later. In Center City, King and Sergeant Preston made their way to the edge of the crowd that had gathered to welcome Art McCaffrey and the dancing bear, Floribel.
Now, there's a gentleman throwing nuggets at you, Floribel. Now to the man. Now to him.
What's the matter with you, Clem? Throwing a few measly nuggets. Here, I got a whole poker gold for you, Floribel. Hey,
wait for me. That's all right. She ain't going to hurt nobody. Folks have been handing Floribel pokes of dust for quite a while, old-timer. When they do, she feels she ought to thank him properly by giving him an old-fashioned bear hug.
Had me scared for a minute there. Darnest thing I ever saw. Imagine a bear that tame, Clem.
After the crowd drifted away, the scarlet-coated Mountie stood talking to Art McCaffrey, while the great dog King stood beside his master, glowering at the bear.
And because of the robberies, you followed me. Is that it, Sergeant?
Yes. You see, in every town where you've appeared, the bank has been robbed. Oddly enough, at the time when you were staging a performance.
Well, I can't do any more than give you my word that I have nothing to do with them. Sounds like a clever idea. Concentrate the attention of everyone in town and then...
King, quiet, boy. King. I'm afraid he's a bit suspicious of your bear, McCaffrey. Any he's ever met's been wild and consequently very dangerous. Oh, it's all right, fella. Now look here, the bear's tame.
Give the sergeant your paw, Floribel. That's it, my girl. Shake hands with him.
King. You see? Now come here, boy. The bear's a friend, understand?
He acts like you've convinced him, Sergeant. But I don't think he can figure it out.
He figures out a lot more than you'd suspect. He's battled grizzlies who were out to kill. And what he's lacked in size, he made up for in cunning. He may be slightly puzzled at Floribel's docile manner, but once it's proven to him, he'll accept it.
As Sergeant Preston talked with Art McCaffrey in the town's leading cafe, two men were standing together at the far end of the bar.
Well, the Mountie suspects something. If he didn't, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but I'll bet 2-1 that he thinks McCaffrey's his man.
Yeah, maybe so. But if he does, he thinks that organ grinder might have somebody working with him.
Yeah, so far, I don't have any reason to think anything else. And I'll make another bet with you. On the carefree stage in that show tomorrow, it's a sure thing Preston will be waiting at the bank. But we could fool him, Harry.
How do you figure that?
By pulling a job tonight.
I never thought of that. There won't be a moon tonight either.
It's a cinch. We'll make a clean sweep and be out of town before that redcoat, well, before he even knows what happened. Now, what do you say?
We'll do it. The more I think of it, the better I like.
It was late that night. In the small, comfortable cabin, Sergeant Preston sat talking with Art McCaffrey. King, who had been quiet at his master's feet, rose restlessly and began pacing the room.
Maybe it's too warm in here for him, Sergeant. I've heard that the dogs up here prefer curling up in the snow than before a fireplace.
Maybe he hears something that we don't. What is it, fellow? We'll take a look outside.
Anyone out there, Sergeant?
No. Everything seems to be all right. Art, bring that lantern here, will you?
Sure, Sergeant. What's wrong? I don't see it. Florabelle. She's pulled up her stake. Either that or someone kidnapped her.
Kidnapped a bear? They'd have a hard time doing that.
But she's a gold mine. You saw how those men threw dust at her today. I spent 2 years training that bear, and I thought he
was... Maybe she's a gold mine in more ways than one. If this is a trick, McCaffrey...
No, I tell you, it's on the level. I've got to find her.
A great Malamute cropped the scent of a bear in the soft, dry snow, and without a moment's hesitation, began to follow it. It led from a patch of ground beside the cabin to the wide trail that was the main thoroughfare. King ran through the dark, moonless night, penetrated at intervals by the light spilling from windows. And as he ran, he was out of sight of the two men who tried to pursue him. Several hundred yards ahead of the Malamute, the huge bear ambled inquisitively along at an unhurried gait. Sniffing the air good-naturedly, Florabelle lumbered on. The stake to which her chain was attached dragged in the snow behind her as she paused curiously at first one door and then the next.
Yeah, I'll put them in the sled, Mark.
Yeah.
Florabelle stopped in her tracks. It was a familiar occurrence, and she went forward to receive the sack of gold.
Did you leave the sled at the side of the building?
Yeah.
In the darkness, the man carrying the heavy sack failed to see the bear until it was nearly upon him.
Hey, hurry! Hurry, a bear! It's choking me!
As King approached the bear, who was clumsily trying to thank the man for what she thought was a present for her master, the Malamute saw the second man raise a revolver to fire. Instinctively, the dog jumped.
Hurry!
That's
another one! That's another bear! Get away from me! Get away from you!
It's a dog, Martin. I thought it was a bear.
I ain't making any mistakes. The bear that's standing right in front of me. Maybe there's something funny about this. Why, he's just standing there now.
Get a gun and shoot this devil.
You're trying me to
please
it.
But I can't, I tell you. Just waiting for me to move. As long as I stand still, the bear don't move.
Here they are. Right, hurry up with that lantern. King, old boy.
Florabelle.
King Calder, all right. Never mind reaching for that gun. You're covered.
Call his dog off.
Quiet, King.
Why, Sergeant, these men
were...
Yes,
these are the bank robbers. You know them?
No. I've never seen either one of them in my life.
Hey, what you do? Do you have a bear and a mutt guard the bank?
You were sure a smart idea.
Fool of Mowdy. But pulling that job tonight. How'd I know we'd walk into a trap?
Well, I'll be... Orabelle sure had a lot of excitement tonight, but I heard a shot. If I thought either one of them...
Now, listen. It was him that fired. If it hadn't been for the mutt coming when he did, your bear wouldn't be good for nothing but a rug. We'd both be on our way out of here.
Say, this will make a good publicity story for the show.
In time, the recital of Florabelle's adventure attained the stature of a tall story as it was told and retold by prospectors and trappers throughout the North Country. And as the dancing bear's fame spread, there was always someone present who remembered the Malamute who had saved her life. A great-hearted dog who is deaf to the praise of all men but one.
Yes, King. Thanks to you, the case is closed.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. They are sent to you each week at this same time and reach you from our transcription studios. This is Hal Neal speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.